Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are doing the various etiquettes of Salam. So today we start a new chapter dealing on initiating Salam to non-Muslims. So we're doing the different. Yesterday we did the chapter on making Salam to females, those that are mahram and those that are ghayr mahram, the condition where there is no fitna, etc. We explain all those things. Now Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings another etiquette of salam, is when you got non-Muslims there, now what do you do in a situation like that? So we'll explain this just now. We'll do the hadith and then we'll explain it. Babu tahrimi ibtida'in al-kafiri bis-salami wa kayfiyati ar-raddi alayhim wa istihbabi as-salami ala ahli majlisin fihim muslimuna wa kuffarun. The chapter on the prohibition of us initiating the salam to a disbeliever and how to reply to their greetings, and the desirability of offering salam to a mixed gathering of Muslims and disbelievers. So here you're speaking on a few things. One is initiating salam to a non-Muslim. And the second is, if a non-Muslim greets us, makes salam to us, what words must we say now? A lot of times the non-Muslims have already learned salam. So you'll find they'll also make salam to you. Non-Muslim will make salam to us. What must we do now? We didn't initiate a salam, but the non-Muslim made salam to us. So that also is taught to us in the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a non-Muslim replies to us, what must we say? And then the desirability of offering salam to a mixed gathering of Muslims and non-Muslims. Now you got a mixed gathering there. In that mixed gathering, Muslims and non-Muslims, what must you do? So that also, that situation is also shown to us. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, لا تبدأ اليهود ولا النصارى بالسلام فإذا لقيتم أحدهم في طريق فاضطروه إلى أضيقه رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, do not initiate the salam to the Jews and Christians. Do not start salam. Do not, you don't be the first to make salam to the Jews and Christians. And if you meet one of them on the path, compel him to the narrowest section of it. We'll explain this. That if whilst you're walking on the path and one of these Jews or Christians are walking on that path, then compel them. In other words, make them move to one side. You don't move out of respect for them. That you are moving, this person is a non-Muslim, giving him the path. You carry on and let him move. We'll explain this just now. And Anas radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا سلم عليكم أهل الكتاب فقولوا وعليكم متفق عليه. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the people of the book, in other words, the Jews and the Christians, if the people of the book offer you salam, then reply by saying wa alaykum. Use these words, wa alaykum, and upon you. In English, we'll loosely translate it, same to you. They made salam to us, what we're saying, wa alaykum. What wa alaykum means? It means same to you. Whatever you told me, same to you. وعن أسامة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مر على مجلس فيه أخلاط من المسلمين والمشركين عبدة الأوثان واليهود فسلم عليهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم متفق عليه. حضرت أسامة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by a gathering consisting of Muslims, polytheists, idol worshippers and Jews, and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم offered salam to them. نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام made salam to this whole group. It had Muslims, it had Christians, it had Jews, it had polytheists, it had idol worshippers in there. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made salam to that gathering. Let's just quickly recap these ahadith. There's three ahadith that we did today. The first one, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not initiate the salam to the Jews and Christians, and if you meet one of them on the path, compel him to the narrowest section of it. Especially, this is especially in a Muslim country, where you go to Zimmis, non-Muslims that are staying there, and they are paying taxes, etc., to stay there. Now, Muslim country, you got few non-Muslims that are staying in that country. Don't give them that extra respect. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that the Muslim has got Islam in his heart, and he doesn't get impressed by the Jews and the Christians. Today, what is happening? The Muslims are getting impressed by the West. And what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us, that when they are there, in other words, this is a Muslim country especially, and now they are there, they are walking. A Muslim shouldn't move over to one side. This is an Islamic country, Muslim country. You all are non-Muslims. You all need to move one side. You all should be moving one side. The Muslims don't show that extra respect to a non-Muslim. Next thing is, he doesn't initiate salam. He doesn't show that extra respect, that ta'zim, that extra respect. He makes salam to them. What is allowed in Islam is to find out how you're doing. Are you okay? Is everything okay? He doesn't use the words of salam for a non-Muslim. And the next hadith is saying that when a non-Muslim makes salam to us, then what must we say? We must say, wa alaykum. What we say? Just wa alaykum. The Jews, they will give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a very hard time. And one occasion, a group of Jews had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what they told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, assalamu alaykum. Assalamu. They didn't say assalamu. They used this word, assalamu alaykum. Assalamu alaykum means, may you be destroyed. Now this is what they told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was there. She heard what they said. So she replied on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa alaykum assalamu wa la'na. And upon you people be destruction and the curse of Allah ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately told her, alayki bir rifqi. Take it easy. Go easy. Don't use such strong words. So she tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did you not hear what they told you? Did you not hear what they told you? In other words, that's why I replied like this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to her, did you not hear what I replied? And what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply? He said, wa alaykum, and same to you. Whatever you told us, I said same to you. I didn't say it in so many words like what you had said, but I said, wa alaykum. So this is the beauty of replying. Anytime a non-Muslim makes salam to us, we don't say, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We say, wa alaykum. So this is what we are taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the last hadith is when they are Muslims, they are non-Muslims, all in a gathering, then we make niyat in our heart that we are greeting the Muslims and we make salam. So we don't greet the non, we make salam to the non-Muslims and all that are there. In our heart we're making niyat that, wallah, the Muslims that are here, I'm greeting them and we make salam. So this is the beauty of making salam. Now if we are writing a letter, we are writing a WhatsApp message to a non-Muslim, how do we make salam? One way of doing it is saying, As-salamu ala mani taba'a al-huda. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will also write like this. As-salamu ala mani taba'a al-huda. We don't have to do it, but a person does it, it's okay, it's a da'wah in itself. What it means is, peace be upon those people that follow the path of righteousness. Peace be upon those people that follow the path of guidance, the path of righteousness. In other words, if you also, O non-Muslim, follow that path of righteousness and guidance, if you also follow Islam, then salam also be upon you. So this is what we are saying. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.